If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret, searching for the sound. This is the Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Wanted to let you know that the Sound Stream is now available exclusively on the Sound app. You can now listen 24/7 to a music stream featuring jam bands and more, much more. So not just what you'd expect, but a few surprises along the way too. Curated by the Sound Media team, the stream offers up your favorite songs by your favorite bands and artists, both live and in the studio. We'll also be adding specialty programming and much more. So get it today and listen wherever you want for free. Get the app for iOS and Android by searching for The Sound Podcast and Stream or at app.thesoundmedia.com. Just hit the orange button, press play, and boogie on. The show starts now.
Might have been 86, both of us kids near the city. Midwest, flatland, suburbia felt like such a pity. I was jazz band, you were theater class. How were we to know it would end in such a mess? Champagne, monkey house, radio, music, and the rain. See the pain. We saw you find that mandolin. Now we all hear that we're never gonna see it again. No new songs to sing or highways left to ride. No more good times with your friends, 'cause you're on the other side. Song. East Coast, West Coast, mountaintops brought you to the middle. Making up a life and a sound, you were dancing to the fiddle. Song.
You've been listening to Songs You've Left Unsung from Leftover Salmon. It was written as a tribute to Jeff Austin, indeed in his memory. The song was penned by Leftovers bassist Greg Garrison, who had known Jeff since they were in seventh grade. Proceeds from the song, which you can order at backline.care/songs-left.unsung, will be donated to Backline. Which brings us to Backline, an important organization and hub for music industry professionals and their families to quickly access mental health and wellness resources. They also offer a wealth of services for music industry types if they actually need help. Important work, if you ask me. So we got in touch with Hillary Gleason, who heads up this organization's For Musicians by Musicians. Our conversation started when I asked what prompted the starting of this important resource.
Backline came about after a series of tragic losses in the music community. And I was on the receiving end of several phone calls the day after Neil Casal passed away, from friends and colleagues that were almost the same word for word. This is so messed up. What are we going to do? And I had a bigger than me moment and recognized I am not the only person that was getting those calls. So I sent out an email to a bunch of people that I know across the music industry and to a couple different organizations in the mental health care space that I know work specifically with the music industry, asking everyone to get on a conference call. That conference call, we sort of outlined all of the great things that are already out there. And then we also had artists and tour managers and musicians, crew members, the whole gamut on the call. And so we actually got a really good feel for what was missing. And that is what Backline seeks to fill. So there were issues with people not being able to find this information about organizations that exist. They didn't know how to navigate their insurance. It was hard for them to find therapists that understand the music industry. And those were just a couple of the initial sort of gaps that we saw. And so we sought out to create Backline to fill those gaps, meet people where they are, make it super easy for music industry professionals and their family to access mental health and wellness resources.
Well, it's great. And I've had a chance to look at the website and I've had a chance to really dig in. And, you know, on the surface, it's about mental health. But what's great is that you have a resource catalog, I guess, on your website of a whole bunch of different things that people could be doing to think about whether or not they have mental health issues, or if they know they do, things that could help them succeed and get over or at least deal with those mental health issues. How did all of this content come about? Because it's a lot of content for somebody to put together in such a timely manner.
We have a really amazing team. Our clinical director was a musician for 10 years and then went back to school to become a psychotherapist. He lives in LA. His name is Zach Borer. He's amazing. He has been working a lot with one of our co-founders, whose name is Tori Pitarelli. And they've been sourcing the content and resources from our partner organizations, from amazing people who support us around the country that have been just emailing us like crazy and sending us things. And then Tori has a real creative drive. And so she's able to see the big picture and think, okay, what about this? And what about this? And something that she's really great at is trying to take a holistic look at this. So you'll see articles and content there around food and mood. And that's something that I think is really cool, because really what we're trying to do is make these services accessible, and therapy and some of the actual services that you think of with mental health can be really expensive and makes them not accessible. And so if you can switch the way that you eat or the way that you move your body or, you know, deep breathing for anxiety and start to make small differences in every day, that can make a big difference too down the road. So they are amazing. I do not take credit for any of the content on the website. We are definitely a collaborative team and have had support from organizations and individuals across the country.
So it's not just the music community that's getting involved in what you're doing. There are a number of organizations that are getting involved from a logistics point of view, or just providing some further support in terms of what the offering is at Backline. You kind of want to be the number one resource and then offer other kind of help besides Dr. Borer or other people, right? I mean, that's the goal here, is to bring a whole bunch of people together to fight this issue.
Yeah. So we have a great network of mental health practitioners who've reached out from across the country and are working at having conversations with each and every one of them to make sure that if we are referring someone to their services, that it's the right fit. Also trying to bridge a gap that a lot of mental health practitioners don't, I mean, there currently is no training on how to work with this specific demographic of people mm-hmm. within the music industry. So we're trying to vet every single person that we're referring out to. And then there are great organizations who have been doing this work. So for musicians who live in Austin, we can refer them to HAM or to SIMS. And those are actually local organizations that have been helping out with a lot of this for a long time. Part of what we really want to do is just take out the guesswork and the Google search. Mm-hmm. So the case management program allows you to have a conversation one-on-one with a trained mental health professional where you talk about what you're struggling with, what you've tried before, and then what you're looking for. And we run through questions like, do you have insurance? Does your insurance have mental health benefits? Are you interested in holistic ways to tackle this? Have you tried medication? You know, things like that, so that we can actually refer you to services that are correct for you. And I think that having had my own fair share of mental health struggles along the way, that bit of handholding can make all of the difference. And a lot of what I've recognized in my own life is that the hardest thing to do is get started. So if we can take that guesswork out of the picture and say, hey, this is a free resource that you can use. It's confidential. You're working with a trained professional for 20 or 30 minutes and then getting referred to services that are specifically chosen for you and for what you've been through. I think that's amazing. And something that I wish was available to me mm-hmm. when I had been going through that part at beginning of my journey.
Now, you're not only limiting this service to musicians, like the people that are up on stage, but there is an opportunity for managers or tour people or support to also get involved with the organization, right?
Yeah, we see it as helping all those who make the music happen. And so we recognize that that is not just the musicians themselves, but their crew and managers, their family at home and partners have a huge role in supporting the music that we all love. And something that we keep saying and that keeps coming up is, you know, so many of us as music fans use music as an opportunity to sort of get our own cup filled and as a mental health tool to stay sane or stay happy or carry that with us into the work week. And so to be able to provide a safety net or support system for the people that are responsible for putting on the music, I think is really cool. And we want to make sure that that's as inclusive as possible, because so many of the people on our initial task force and founding team have been in different roles without being artists themselves. And we think it's important to acknowledge and support each and every person that is part of this really grueling lifestyle.
Yes, true that. How can people get involved? So Backline Care is where people can access information about the organization and get help if necessary and they meet the criteria. But how can people help if they want to get involved with the organization?
There's also a button on the website called Give Help. That is for anyone who's looking to partner with us, sponsor us, become part of our network of mental health practitioners. So you can either get help on the website or you can give help. And then later this week, we'll be launching our donate button, which will be calling on people from across the industry and fans and artists and basically everyone to help us by contributing what they can to make this a reality. We do have a long way to go, and we launched this very quickly and out of the basically passion and pain that we were all feeling. But in order to make this a sustainable organization that will be around for years to come, we will be asking people to join us and pledge some money to the cause.
There are two bands so far that have really stood out in my opinion, although there are many more. And certainly, you know, bands like Circles Around the Sun, who are intimately involved with this issue, and others are involved. But it's really cool to see bands like Leftover Salmon releasing a song to support your organization, and Quadruple P, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, also. I mean, the press release.
I've never heard that.
Well, it's like Pigeons Playing Ping Pong, and then the press release is Pigeons Playing Ping Pong Partners. It's a lot of P's, and for a guy who doesn't like to pop his P's when he's talking, it's tough. But that's at least two bands that are really getting behind you. I would imagine that there's more. Is that accurate?
There are a lot more, and we are just trying to be slow and steady and make sure that anything that we're doing with bands is organic and matches their brand as well as our own. I think we're going to be around for years and years to come, so there's lots of opportunities to support, but we'll be launching initiatives with different bands and different artists throughout the coming weeks and months. Definitely going to see a lot more of that over the holiday season and then as we launch into 2020 tours.
What's the biggest need right now for an organization like yours that's probably, 4 months, not even, in the making? What's the biggest need for you right now? Is it more partners and more awareness, or is it money from people, folks to donate if they so choose?
It's both. We need all of the support that we can get. And I've been having, and I know my team has been having, the most amazing conversations with different people from across the industry and the mental health space. So that really gets us excited about our ability to continue doing this work. There's an old African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Mm-hmm. And I very much believe that in everything that I do. So we are looking for more partners and more support in that way. But I would say our primary need right now is money. We have an amazing team who has been dedicating their time around the clock to this. And we've had some supporters already come out ready to write checks. But we do have an immediate funding need in order to be able to keep up with this case management program and offer that service for free, which is a really important part of our mission. I think, as you probably know, a lot of the artists that we know and love, or you know, the songwriter next door, can't afford to get that initial therapy session. And so I think that making at least one resource free and available and having someone to talk to is hugely important. And we want to be able to keep that up. So that is directly where your money would be going, as well as keeping up with the website and allowing us to build out these partnerships and continue to do this work. It's a calling I don't think that any of us hoped for, but it's made itself really clear that we are the people that have been tasked with taking this on, and we're really excited about what we're offering to a community who has given us so much over the years.
Absolutely, it's great. Without naming names, because obviously that's not appropriate, are there people that are actively involved now using this resource that may not have had this resource 6 months ago? Like, are you already making a difference in people's lives?
We are. We launched on October 7th, so we're about 6 weeks in, and we've had over 80 people reach out for help through our case management program.
Awesome.
So that tells us that we're filling a need and that the messaging is landing. It's really powerful number to me. And I don't have eyes on any of that side of things. That just goes to our clinical team, which I think is important to differentiate. I'm a pretty well known in the scene now. And I've had a couple people be like, hey, if I submit to this, you know, I don't want you to know all of my baggage. No, no, that goes to someone who's trained to do it. And I have a background in nonprofits and organizations. And so I'm taking on that side of things. And we're all working collaboratively to provide these services. And I believe so much in the work that our clinical team is doing. And they have experience with artists and with crews and with management. And I think that really sets us apart too, is recognizing that it's important to say, are you on tour right now? Okay, when do you go back on tour? Who's at home, you know, when you're out? How do you feel about that? And I think that that differentiates us from anything else that's going on right now, is that personal touch and personal understanding of what it's like to be in a van or on a tour bus and away from your family.
Too true and awesome. I know it is probably a couple of months away, festival season and big tour season, but is it your goal to be on the ground and on Participation Row or on the ground at festivals and other ways, reaching out to the larger community? Is that your hope as well?
Yeah, we have a lot of plans for 2020 and are looking forward to this holiday slowdown season where the music industry goes dormant for a little bit so that we can focus on 2020. We've had some amazing people come our way already asking how we can be a part of their festival. And there's a couple different ways that that will look. And part of what we want to do, and I think is really important, is we're very flexible around what that looks like and want to make sure that Backline fits within the ethos of whatever festival or event we're at. Because if we build out our own space or come at, you know, a festival owner with a plan that might not work, then we might get a no. But there's so many different ways that we can do this. And we were just recently at the Jeff Austin Memorial event in Denver and actually brought in grief counselors that were available backstage from the moment that the artists arrived for soundcheck until 2 a.m. when we all left the building. So that's one thing that we can do. That's not something that's needed at many of these festivals, but we're looking at plugging in with existing wellness areas. Very, very close with Headcount and consider their whole team very dear friends of ours. And so we're in conversation with them around whether it makes sense for us to be at Participation Row or not. A lot of what we're doing is backstage facing, and we want to be clear around that. It would be a much harder task and probably an insurmountable one to say that we were going to take on mental health for the entire music scene. But we see it as taking this smaller piece of the pie. And because that's a more manageable number and a smaller group, then we can provide specific services for them and hopefully move the needle in that way. But want to be sure that before we have a booth, say in the general area of a festival, that we know exactly what the messaging looks like and what the ask is, and want to have more available there than just a fundraising ask, because Headcount and those guys have always said, you know, what's the action? And it's not necessarily donate $5. It's got to be something more than that. So we're trying to be very intentional and thoughtful about the way that we're presented, but we are in conversation with a ton of different festivals and events about what this looks like and how we can be the most helpful. And one thing that we've been doing, which is super easy, is integrating with venues and with festivals. We have downloadable one sheets on our website. If you go to backline.care/venues, so any venue can go on, download this one sheet, hang it up in their green room, and then also take some language and use it in artist advances. And so when you're communicating with artists before they get to your room or to your festival, you can let them know, hey, we've integrated with Backline and this is a free resource that you can use. And that feels good on all ends. They're helping us with our mission of spreading the word, and we're helping them by creating a warmer, more safe and supportive environment in their venue.
So terrific. It's really great. You're doing really important work, and we can't thank you enough on behalf of our community for the work you're doing, and specifically with helping to solve the mental issue crisis in our community. It's so important. We've lost way too many people, both on stage and behind the scenes, to what is something that, you know, people absolutely need to get help for, and hopefully that's a service that you can provide, and hopefully people will reach out to you. Hillary, thanks so much. The Sound Media Group will continue to support you in any way we can. And we're so thrilled to talk to you and be a part of the work that you're doing. Thanks so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Great work, and a very crucial resource for music industry types who don't know where to turn to for help. The Sound Media Group will continue to be big supporters of Backline in any way we can, and we hope you'll consider checking out their site or supporting their work in any way you can as well. Before we leave you, have a listen to Pigeons Playing Ping Pong's latest song, Dawn a New Day, a song of positivity and looking at the sunny side of life. This song was also released as a way to drive awareness to mental health issues and the work that Backline does. And they've set up a site at bit.ly/PPPBACKLINE for you to offer up a donation to the cause.
You can meet your maker halfway.
my lungs. Feel the rush of cool across my face. And when the wind dies down and the earth is reeling with the exhale we call love, not a cloud in view till all I can say. Take everything I own and toss it away. And everything I stole, get up and walk away. Whenever dusk is cold.
Been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.